Hi, Lisa Schermerhorn here, and welcome to my show Where Truth Lies on the Grassroots Warrior Network. Right now, I am in Ireland. I started out, I don't even know, a week and a half ago in Prague. As many of you may know, I was part of a movie called Zero Limits. It's actually coming out on September 25th on Amazon and on Apple TV. It's been a whirlwind of doing red carpet premieres and meeting all of these amazing people who have been part of the movie and getting to know Joe Vitale. And it's really been a dream come true because where I came from just several years ago and where I am now are worlds apart. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about magic and miracles because they happen every day. And it's all about where you come from in your heart. And one of the things that I have done intensely over the past several years is to clear and forgive. And people will say, well, how can you forgive someone who did those things to you? You know, they hurt you. It's not about that. It's about letting go because I don't want to carry those burdens on me anymore. So once I started clearing and once I started letting go, magic has happened. From the time that I got to film the movie at my home and then be part of these premieres, go to Sacramento and meet people. Well, while I was in Sacramento, I had an opportunity to meet a woman named Renata Angelo. And Renata, I didn't know of her. She's written a book and she's actually quite well known in Australia and across Europe. And people may also know her in the US as well. I was not familiar with her, but we connected on some really neat level. And when we met in Sacramento, she asked me if I would be willing to come to Prague to her red carpet premiere. And I jumped at the chance. I'd never been to Prague, and I thought, why not? And here's the thing, I just started saying yes. She said she'd be really busy. And she wouldn't be able to take me around or spend any time with me because she had other events going on. I said that was fine. So I went going to a foreign country without knowing a soul. What happened was I was in my connecting flight from Boston to Dublin. Then I was going Dublin to Prague. While I was in at the gate going to Prague, most people sit there on their phones and they don't talk anymore. They don't connect. And I looked around and there was a woman next to me, and there were about four flights going out of two gates right next to each other. And I started to get a little anxious that I was at the right gate. I started talking to this woman and just asking her, you know, if I was at the right gate. And we started, you know, getting to know one another. And I told her that I was going to this event in Prague, and she asked me if I was going by myself. And I said yes. And she said, well, I'm going with my family, and I would really love to take you around and show you the country that I was born in, because she grew up in the Czech Republic, but then she moved to Ireland. The fascinating part about this was she didn't know me. We maybe had 3 minutes of a conversation. We exchanged phone numbers and she asked me to join her. The next day, I find out that she's a huge fan of Anita's, I'm sorry, Renata Angelo's. And she was overwhelmed at the fact that I was actually going to be on stage with her because she had read her books, knew all about her, and was a huge fan. Said, let me see what I can do. I contacted Renata, and Renata said the event is sold out, but if I get any cancellations, I will get her in. She got a cancellation, and not only did she get her in, but she put her in a VIP section right in the front next to me, and she gave her a free retreat weekend. What was such a beautiful gesture on Renata's part was something that Anita could never have imagined. She was overwhelmed with so much joy. Then, after our time in Prague, I had the opportunity to come to Dublin to an event that Mark Atwood was putting on. Lewis Herms is here, Janine Morgeau, people know her by Tower by Janine, Honey, Abby Wynn, some amazing, incredible speakers. Joe and Scott from TruthStream. Who else? Michelle Sciao, Carol, Maureen Friesian, just off the top of my head. Good friends of mine, amazing people. I was able to come out here and I stayed with Honey and Janine and Abby. There's about eight of us in a five-bedroom house. We've been laughing, having an incredible time, touring around the seaside, doing these seaweed baths by the ocean. And what I've done is I've taken a compilation of some of the photos of some of the things that I've done, and that'll be included in the video. It's been magic, and not only that, I then was planning to go f I'm planning on going from here to Marbella, Spain, the film festival for the Zero Limits. Sorry, the Marbella Film Festival is going to be next week, and the film is playing there. It's nominated for an award. I was planning on going by myself for the week. Then I find out that Joe, Scott, Maureen, and Michelle were all planning on going to Marbella on their own. So now we are staying together. What are the odds of that? The exact same dates. Then I got a call from a friend who's going to be in Portugal right after Marbella. So my trip keeps extending. Everything keeps happening. I keep surrendering to what is meant to be. There's 2 days that I'm going to be in limbo between Marbella and Portugal, and I decided to spend 2 days in Malaga. A woman that I know on Facebook, I haven't met her in person, contacted me, and she's getting some friends around, and they're going to spend time with me in Malaga. So these are the things that keep happening in my life. The more I forgive, the more I let go, the more I become a clear channel. We've had magic. Ireland is a magical country. It reminds me a lot of Vermont, where I'm from, because it's so green. But there's something extra. It's exponentially magical. You can see it. There's fairies. There's all kinds of energy and vortexes and portals that are here that are quite extraordinary. If you've never been, please make a trip. Just dressed warmly. Make sure you have a raincoat. But we've actually been really lucky. We've had sun almost every day, which has been amazing as well. So I've added a video that Honey and I did. We have our quantum healing Friday, October 26, 12 o'clock and 4 o'clock Eastern time. You can go to each, or you can go to just one. Oh, they're amazing. I love doing them. Each one is different. There's a different energy, even though they're both quantum healings. If you feel up to it, you can watch the videos afterwards. But people are having extraordinary experiences healing at these events. So I hope to see you there, and tell your friends. The more the merrier. We really want to help as many people as we can. We keep the price as low as we can, so as many people can it can be affordable. And I still do individual sessions if people want to do that through hypnosis or individual quantum healings. I'm going to keep you abreast of my additional adventures as I get to the Marbella Film Festival and all the fun that I'm having in Portugal as well. I love taking people for a ride, and people are asking for photos and things. So thank you so much. Stay tuned for my video with Honey, and then some photos of my time in Prague and in Ireland. And if you are looking for session with me, please go to lisamindset.com. I am working from Europe, so don't worry about that. We just have to figure out the time difference. And if you're looking for, let's see, what else do we have? The patches that reverse aging, and I will tell you, and heal so fast. I was using these patches on my ankle. I twisted my ankle and fell down my stairs. My ankle was huge. I put a patch on, and the pain went away instantly. I was walking very quickly within a day or two. It was still swollen. So if you're interested in any of those things, let me know because I can get you wholesale pricing. Also, if you're interested in a Wave Watch, which is like a Rife machine on your wrist, I can get you $100 off at Mindset 100. I will have the links below. The Premier to Zero Limits, there's a link if you want to purchase tickets in advance. The links will be below. I hope you enjoy that movie, teaching people about the Ho'oponopono. And enjoy. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I am so grateful that you're all here.
Hi, everybody. We're so excited to see you. We're in Ireland. So, Lisa and I are going to be doing quantum healing at the, when is it, on the 26th?
Friday, yeah.
Friday? Yeah.
We're
So,
screwed up with time zones right now.
yeah.
Because it's going to
So,
be like
yeah.
late in the night for me.
So, we're very excited to see you guys. We just wanted to make sure that we said hello. And we wanted to talk about a few of the things that have been crazy that have been happening here. So.
Well, first of all, Honey was amazing. Mark Atwood did this amazing event in Boyle, and all of the speakers were incredible, and Honey did an amazing job. So I
Oh.
was really, and who else did we have here that people would know? Because Janine was here, Lewis Herms,
Joe and Scott
Joe and Scott
from
from
Truth Stream.
TrueStream. Yep.
Yeah. And many more that we've never met, and we're really excited and happy to watch. So.
Yeah, there's an American woman who lives in Ireland who has been fighting for the rights of children in the schools, and has coming to the United States, and Trump is having her to the White House,
Oh, yeah.
talking about all of the pornography that's been taught in the school system. It's pretty disgusting. And another fellow who goes to sacred sites, it's Tom Sheridan.
Tom Sheridan,
Yeah.
and he was great. And then there was someone talking about free energy. A lot of really good stuff. You guys, the world is changing quite a bit, and just to be happy
Yeah.
about that, that's really important, is to be happy.
Yeah.
And we're just excited to see everyone, to talk to everyone about all the things that we've been learning. We had fairies, and my
They've
husband,
been playing a lot of tricks on us.
yes, a lot of tricks,
We had to
and
bring them some booze
we brought them booze and cookies.
and cookies.
So that was fun, and the cookie disappeared. The booze didn't. I don't think they liked it as much as we thought they would.
Yeah. They asked for it.
They totally did. So, just really having fun with what is going on with you, I think, is really important right now. There is so many things going on in the world, and to enjoy yourself right now
Yeah.
as things unfold, which are very big. And we've been talking about that a lot,
Right.
how big it is right now. And caretaking yourself, caretaking your own world right now is really important. So, just kind of doing that is the
Yeah.
biggest thing.
Yeah, I found, and this was interesting because I flew to Prague first because we had the grand, it was the red carpet opening of the movie Zero Limits, and I was invited to speak. So Renate Angelo, who's a big deal in Europe and Australia, she invited me to come and she translated for the audience. And I will tell you, How many people are so open? And what I learned was the communists, the people who grew up in these communist states, as soon as they saw the lockdowns happening, they knew it was not about the jab. Like, they were all keyed in immediately. And a lot of them refused to get the jab, which I was really surprised to hear that, and what it was like to live in a communist country, and how close we came to living like that. Their borders were locked down. They couldn't go see family. I mean, they literally could not cross borders. Everything was rationed. It was a frightening time. I can't even imagine. Renate lived in it until I think she was 13. So she saw the whole transition of what was going on. The other thing is, it's magic. There's a lot of magic happening. I mean, I have magic in my life every day. I was telling everyone this story, but I flew to Dublin initially to go to Prague, and I had a connecting flight. Just had like a 30-second conversation with the woman next to me. She was born in Prague, lived in Ireland. I told her that I was going by myself, and she said, "You need to join my family and take." And so she took me around for 2 days with her family all over Prague. We had an amazing time. She's back in Ireland now and invited me to her home on Friday and taking me around and letting me spend the night, driving me to the airport. And so this is the other thing, is we get lost in our phones, right? Yeah. If I had sat there and not said hello to the woman next to me and connected, I wouldn't have had nearly as an enjoyable time as I had to go around. And it's really been magical. Connect to people when you can. There's so much heart-centered love out there, and people are looking for connection. So that was a really special time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so special right now.
Yeah.
And just really getting into your own heart is really special, but don't be afraid to talk to people.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to reach out. And don't always hinge happiness on the outside either. That's really important. Be happy within yourself. Learn how to do that. And then reach out for fun, for adventure, for something new. Doesn't mean that you're dependent on anybody else for your happiness, because your happiness comes from the inside of you. But the things that are happening right now are so big and so much different and so much better than what we've been experiencing. And it looks really grim to a lot of people, but I gotta say, I'm so excited because the shifting is so big, and just enjoying that. And, you know, we came from Italy to Ireland, and we've had such a great trip. And yes, there's been hiccups, and yes, there's been drama, but really so much love. And focus on the good parts and deal with the other parts as they come up, and don't be afraid of them, and just keep going forward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now one of my greatest lessons is just say yes when you can. Have discernment, but there's so much magic that happens when you say yes. I mean, I'm now going to be in Europe for a month. I have no idea how the heck this is happening.
I know.
But it just keeps adding on. People keep asking me to go to another place, and I keep saying yes. And I'm like, when am I going to get any work done this month? And then I'm like, I guess I'm not supposed to. Right. I'm just surrendering to it. And the more I surrender, the more magic happens, and the more comes to me, the more unfolding. And it's been remarkable. The less you stress about all your stuff, and I know it's hard, because when I get home and the bills come in and I'm looking at all of those things, but when I'm away, I don't think about those things. When I'm having fun and laughing and raising my vibration and frequency, and then all these opportunities happen. Mm-hmm. When I was at the red carpet event in Prague at the movie theater, the videographer is also a filmmaker, and he approached me about a potential project. I mean, I said, okay, let's see what that looks like.
I have no idea if it's going to happen or not, but I don't know. It's been so beautiful, and coming through Ireland, I had never been here before. You've been here before.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I mean, Vermont is very green, but Ireland, I think, is like Vermont with magic.
Yeah, and we'll show you the backyard here in a second because
Yeah.
it's so amazing.
Yeah.
I want Lisa to show you what she got today because it's amazing. The world is shifting to create what we want. So look at this book.
Quantum entanglement for babies. And I'm about to become a grandmother.
Yeah.
So as a quantum healer, as a matter of fact, my nickname, because honey has two Lisas in her life. So there's Lisa Italy and Lisa Quantum. So of course I have to buy this for my new granddaughter.
Yes. Yes. It's so magical right now, you guys. Just steep yourself in the magic. Love yourself through whatever you're going through and get assistance if you don't know the way to help yourself.
Yeah. And then we've got was it Joe and Scott from Truth Streamer here? They were a lot of fun up on the stage. We're gonna have dinner with them tonight. And Carol Friesian, for those of you who don't know her, she works with the body and she's got a healing center down in Costa Rica. And Michelle Skiao, who's another healer, and she was pretty amazing when she got up and started talking. And she actually got Mark Atwood's daughter, who is, how old is she? 16,
I think
17, or
19.
19 now,
Yeah.
who's never spoke in front of an audience and just pulled her up on stage. And she did an amazing job. She was terrified at first. So this is when you get pushed out of your comfort zone and you get to do these things and try and say yes as much as possible.
Yes. Try and say yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So we just had a tractor go by, and before that, there was this weird water sound that was happening.
Oh,
But
there's laundry going
yeah.
on.
But we want to show you guys
Oh, we gotta
this
get the
flowers.
Yeah.
And I hope that's showing the flowers.
Yeah.
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 So we're just so happy right now to be together
Yeah.
and be with your soul family. Meet them. We're going to be on another platform talking about quantum healing next month.
Yeah.
And that's stepintoyourpower.com. Go get on there and meet people. You can
Yeah.
find them in your local area on that platform. But
And that's been one of the most heartbreaking thing that I've heard from people is that when I meet them, they're like, I don't know anyone who thinks like me. I'm so alone. This is where you can meet them.
Yeah.
And this is where you can connect because more people that I know feel more alone than not. And that's where this community really comes in and brings in connection. And then if you start chatting with them and then you get to know them and then you can go meet them in person and do like what
Yeah.
we're doing.
Go have coffee, and then all of a sudden you go and hang out with them at their house.
Yeah.
You know, go have fun. People are full of love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I find even though I've had people in my life for 30, 40 years, I feel more connected to the people who are awake and people in the spiritual community who are of like-minded people. And that's my connection. That makes me, you know, growing up feeling like you never fit in and you know, being one of those woo-woo people. And then I'm like, oh my God, there's lots of woo-woo people here.
Yes.
And in the truther community especially, it's and everyone's accepting. And that's the thing that I really love is that you don't have to agree with me, but you can just kind of say, I appreciate that that's important to you. And that's all people need. We don't all have to agree on everything. I love hearing other people's point of view.
Yes. And we need that because we might miss things if we
Yeah.
didn't have that.
Yeah.
So love yourself, love everybody else for whatever they're bringing.
Yeah.
Even if it feels negative, ask yourself, what is this about?
Right. Right.
And start working with that.
And look at the mirrors that are showing up in your life. So if certain patterns keep happening, what is it in you? And you might not have a conscious idea of what it is. And that's also what the quantum healing is going to help you with, is clear maybe some past life stuff that's in a pattern in your life, or ancestral, inherited ancestral trauma, things like that, that can be a pattern in your life that you don't have awareness of. So this is, I'm really excited. The group keeps getting bigger. It's a really amazing group, and we're going to be on it. So it's this Friday, the 26th.
Sixth, yeah.
And it's 12 o'clock and 4 o'clock Eastern. So you can go to both or just one. Bring your pets if you want. Just make sure you leave the door open if they need to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, whatever you need, and bring, you know, invite friends, because we want to keep growing this group and help as many people, especially those who are vaccine injured. And also the rabies shot has wreaked havoc on a lot of the pets. They don't need it.
No,
no. I'm not a licensed medical professional, so. But anyway,
that's,
I have to put
opinion.
The disclaimer.
That's
yes,
our
that's
opinion.
Our opinion. But yeah, when's the last time you saw a rabid raccoon running around? But anyway, bring your animals in there. They need clearing. They've had their lives cut short by at least 5 years from
yes.
all these vaccines,
yeah.
if not more. I mean, animals used to live much longer when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I've had four dogs live to 7 and 8 years old. I'm like, what's that about? Yeah, and the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. We love you guys.
Yes.
We hope that you're having a good day.
Yes.
And we're really happy that we got to chat with you today and we were able to get some time together here and do this amongst the chaos.
Yes. 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 Anyway, okay. See you on Friday. We're
yes.
looking forward to it.
Bye.
Bye.
Napsala i úžasnou knihu, kterou tady mám, Believe is Lie, a je přiletěla z Ameriky přímo k nám. Vítej, Lizo. Welcome, Lisa.
I have no idea what she has said this entire night, so.
Já absolutně nevím, o čem celý večer dneska mluvila.
I'm so grateful to be here.
Já jsem tak šťastná a vděčná za to, že tady můžu teďka s vámi být.
We met in Sacramento at the red carpet premiere.
S Renčou jsme se potkali v Sacramento na světové premiéře filmu Zero Limits.
And Renata said, come to Prague.
A Renča říkala, přijď do Prahy.
I said, okay.
Já jsem říkala, okay.
I am so grateful to be here. Your city is beautiful and the people are amazing.
Já jsem tak vděčná, že jsem teďka tady, protože to vaše město je tak nádherný a ty lidi jsou neskuteční.
One amazing example.
Jeden úžasný příklad.
I was in a connecting flight in Dublin.
Byla jsem v Dublinu a čekala jsem na let.
And this beautiful woman was sitting next to me. And we started talking.
A jedna krásná žena seděla vedle mě a my jsme se začali povídat.
I told her that I was coming to Prague to speak at an event.
A já jsem jí řekla, že letím do Prahy, abych mluvila zde na tomto eventu.
I didn't know anyone, didn't know anything about Prague.
Já jsem nikoho neznala, nevěděla jsem nic o Praze.
And she offered to take me around and show me Prague with her family.
A ona mi nabídla, že mě ukáže Prahu se svojí rodinou.
I then told her who I was speaking with.
A poté jsem jí řekla, pro koho tady dneska budu mluvit.
And I mentioned Renata's name. She was overwhelmed. She'd been following Renata for years and loved her.
Já jsem zmínila jméno Renči a ona z toho byla úplně hotová a říkala, já Renču sleduju už několik let.
She took me with her family all around Prague, and she's here now.
Prošla se mnou celou Prahu, ukázala mi to se svojí rodinou a dneska je tady. Chtěla jsem spáchat sebevraždu, byla jsem v depresích.
I was felt worthless.
Cítila jsem se, že jsem neměla žádnou sebehodnotu.
Never in a million years imagined that I would be here doing this.
Nikdy jsem si ani nedokázala představit za milion let, že bych tady byla takhle dneska s vámi.
I found I was going from therapist to therapist to therapist. No one was helping me.
Procházela jsem skrz různé terapie a nikdo mi nebyl schopný pomoct.
I found hypnotherapy.
Našla jsem hypnoterapii.
Neurolinguistic programming.
NLPčko. Neurolinguistické programování.
Energy medicine. I do the arm thing too.
Energetickou medicínou. Já dělám to s tou rukou.
And many other techniques.
A mnoho dalších technik.
Going to the root cause because that saved my life.
A snažím se vždycky přijít k těm příčinám, které to způsobily, protože to je to, co by zachránilo život.
So the more I did this work, the happier I felt.
Takže čím více jsem na sobě pracovala, tím šťastnější jsem se cítila.
And it came to a head with a fire walk.
A přišla jsem, udělala jsem fire walk, kůzy po ohni.
I walked 40 feet of red hot coals, and if you know, Renata does that work as well.
A přišla jsem přes 40 stop, nevím vůbec kolik to je v metrech, ale prošlo to. A říkala, a jestli víte, tak Renča to dělá taky ten firewalking.
And I walked that 40 feet and I thought, if I could do that, I could do anything.
A říkala jsem si, když dokážu projít po tom ohni, tak já dokážu úplně všechno.
I asked for a divorce.
Tu chvíli jsem požádala o rozvod.
29-year marriage.
20 let, 9 let jsme byli spolu.
And started my life over again at 54.
A začala jsem svůj život, když mě bylo 54.
Terrified.
A měla jsem obrovský strach.
So, when I read Dr. Vitale's book,
takže když jsem četla tu knihu doktora Vitale,
learned about Ho'oponopono,
naučila jsem se to Ho'oponopono,
I cleared my trauma,
vyčistila jsem ty traumata, která jsem měla,
and I learned to love myself,
naučila jsem se milovat sama sebe.
When I did that,
a když jsem to udělala,
I started to have zero limits.
V tu chvíli jsem začala zažívat ten život bez limitů.
My gifts started to come in.
A začaly mi chodit různé dary.
I tried to write a book for 15 years. And then after I did this work, the title, In Every Belief Is a Lie.
Takže 15 let jsem si přemýšlela o tom, že bych napsala knihu. Ale po těch 15 letech, když jsem pročistila se, tak mi přišel název té knihy, že to, čemu věříme, někdy je lež.
So the word belief in English has lie in it.
Takže slovo belief, což je to přesvědčení v angličtině, má v sobě to slovo lie, lež.
So this is all about our programming, where we come from.
Takže to je to programování, které v sobě máme.
Yeah.
Where you are, what's happening in your life will open the doors for more good to come.
Když budete vděční za to, co už máte, za všechny ty věci, které v životě máte, tak to otevře cestu k mnohem větší hojnosti. Děkujeme. Zatleskejte mu!